This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, how baby boomers have and are changing the country. Alex, will you never go away?
Well, we're so endlessly fascinating. Okay, Republican Senator John Ensign says he's interviewing candidates to be the new U.S. Attorney for Nevada. The removal of the last federal prosecutor there was, in Senator Ensign's words, completely mishandled by the Bush administration.
The firing of 8 U.S. attorneys may very well result in the dismissal or resignation of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. It is the attraction of a true Washington scandal, but that is in Washington. Outside the Beltway, polls show it has a lot less pull.
NPR's Mike Pesca ponders the question, if an attorney general falls in a forest of alleged malfeasance, but no one is listening, well, here's Mike.
In about 20 or 30 years, the news blogger Tron 3000 will run one of those This Day in History items. The subject will be Alberto Gonzalez. The object will be scandal. The verb is yet to be determined. It could be resigned. It could be withstood the storm. And your kids or grandkids will turn to you and say, "Who was Alberto Gonzalez?" And if you are the typical American, you will answer, "I have no idea." Jonathan Levant was in Manhattan's Bryant Park yesterday, the first really nice day of the year, strumming his guitar and, one would presume, taking his constitutional liberties for granted. If I said the name to you, Alberto Gonzalez, does that name ring a bell?
No, it doesn't.
What if I give you multiple choice? Is he the first baseman for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Yeah.
No, that's Albert Pujols. Is he the Attorney General of the United States?
No.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. Jeez, I guess I didn't know that one.
Some New Yorkers like Charlie here did recognize the name.
A person from his own office has taken the fifth. I mean, what does that tell us?
But most... It's Alberto Gonzalez. What do you think of him?
I don't even know who that is, though.
The name, Alberto Gonzalez, does that mean anything to you?
Not really.
Andrew Kohut is president of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, which found that this story is being closely followed by 19% of Americans.
And it seems low, but it's right on course with the kind of interest we generally get with the Washington scandal stories.
Pew has been surveying about public interest in Washington scandals for more than 2 decades. Whitewater, Newt Gingrich's book contract, the congressional check cashing scandal. And on average, the current attorney general story is right in the middle in terms of public attention. Interestingly, there seems to be no correlation between public interest and heads rolling. Some better follow stories just faded away. Some more ignored stories, like, say, Tom DeLay's indictment, had great legs. Here's what the public is telling pollsters like Andrew Kohut what they think about the controversy.
This is an important story, but it's not a particularly interesting one.
The result? People like Lena Alawalia Anderson feel a little news shame for not following things closer.
I heard about it, but I would say I think I passed it when I was looking at the newspaper and didn't read the article.
Did you hear what they found out about Anna Nicole Smith's death?
I did.
Which was what?
A drug overdose. Chlorohydrate.
Say what? What was the name of the chemical?
Chlorohydrate.
Yeah. So my question is, the fact that you know so much about Anna Nicole and not so much about Alberto Gonzalez, rate your guilt.
Very guilty.
Journalist Ron Suskin thinks a cloudy-brained public may stiffen the spine of the president.
And he may essentially see these poll numbers as an affirmation that George Bush's view of what's important is aligned with America's actual view, and certainly not the view of the chattering class inside of Washington's Beltway.
He may be right. The president never did give up the names of the members of Vice President Cheney's Energy Task Force. But Leon Panetta, who was White House Chief of Staff under Bill Clinton, predicts that the president will ask Gonzalez to resign. Panetta has experience in reading the public to judge how much leeway they give a president.
My view as Chief of Staff was that if there's a problem and Congress is starting to pay attention to it, the press is starting to pay attention to it, the editorial writers are starting to pay attention to it, it's only a matter of time before it explodes on you. So it may be 16%, it may be 18% today, but it may go up to 50% or it may go up even higher.
Ron Suskind draws a different conclusion. He says that the White House will portray the story as a squabble that has little relevance to anyone outside the Beltway. Back at Bryant Park, Larry here seemed on board with that. Do you think Alberto Gonzalez could win the MVP?
Yes, he could.
He could. What do you think his greatest strengths are? I mean, do you think of him more as a power hitter or a guy who could, field his position well?
I know he can definitely field position well. But he will be tested for the power hitter coming up this season.
MVP or XAG? Either way, I wouldn't draft him in my rotisserie league. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
Mike, as long as you tell the story, we'll pay attention.